Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've had the story for 3 years. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. So do I think he was killed? 100%.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Here is the statement. From ABC Corporate, it reads, quote, at the time, not all of our reporting met our standards to air.
And we begin tonight with the situation rapidly spiraling out of control in northern Syria. This video right here appearing to show Turkey's military bombing Kurd civilians in a Syrian border town.
Very fake news.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
President Trump has great courage. He faces down the fake media every day, but Congress needs to step up and have equal courage to defend the president. Step up and subpoena Hunter Biden and subpoena the whistleblower.
Your colleagues, Republicans, say that it's irresponsible and dangerous for you to call to out the whistleblower.
You've heard of the Constitution, right? The Constitution has the Sixth Amendment, and the Sixth Amendment says very clearly, if you're accused of a crime, you have the right to confront your accuser.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Overnight, 9 Americans killed in Mexico in what appears to be an ambush by an organized crime cartel. Family members confirming to NBC News that the victims were American women and their children who died in the attack.
There are parts of Mexico that I'd rather go to Syria than Mexico. There are some places over there that are just completely lawless.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I love how Rand Paul says, you've heard of the Constitution, right? Nobody ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the current Washington press corps. And you don't have to be a Republican ophthalmologist from Kentucky to believe that they're dumber than dirt. After all, Ben Rhodes, pajama boy, moonbat aide to President Obama, whose brother was the president of CBS News, which had their own problems with credibility and sexual harassment issues. See Texas Air National Guard, 60 Minutes, and Charlie Rose, just for starters. He's the one who said we could sell the mainstream media anything we wanted to because they're all 27 years old and they've never covered anything in their lives except political campaigns. So true. 844-500-4242. Got a lot more today. So much news. No such thing as a slow news day anymore. And right now it's time for the Chump Line.
Howie, is it too soon to get Amy Robach into Deadpool?
Career Deadpool, certainly not. I don't know about the larger pool, but I think her career at ABC News is circling the drain. How can she ever work with such woke Illuminati as Brian Ross? Oh, I guess he's gone. But Martha Raddatz, who cried on election night 2016, and George Stephanopoulos, who was one of the founding members of the Bimbo Eruptions Unit back in 92.
Here is a statement from ABC Corporate. Whoops.
Right. They're all in it, though, aren't they? ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC. They're all caught up in their varied and assorted fake news, non-news, covered-up news scandals. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, saying yes. We're still insanely busy making our wicked awesome windows and doors, so we're still looking for second shift talent to build them and Class A drivers to deliver them to better lumber yards throughout New England. Apply online today at MatthewsBrothers.com.
Mexican cartels killing Americans that illegal aliens can't be bothered with killing.
Yeah, they took time out from selling fentanyl that kills Americans to illegal alien Dominican drug dealers. They took time out to kill some Mormons living down in Mexico.
Next on ABC, this just in from the battle in Syria.
They have rigorous standards, don't you know? They would never put anything from Star Wars on the World News Tonight unless they didn't have any other video from Syria.
Howie, it's obvious that Epstein was killed. The coroner's report said he had an imprint from an ashtray in the side of his head and Louisiana hot sauce all over his shirt.
I've got a couple of texts about the Louisiana hot sauce that Hillary, you know, Hillary said she carried that in her purse. Remember that during the 2016 campaign? And Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County, he's now retired. He said he was a Trump guy. He said, why didn't you just say she carried a watermelon, too, in her purse?
What's something that you always carry with you?
Hot sauce.
She's pandering to black people.
Is it working?
Pandering. My name is Hillary.
So today you refer to Sears as Sears Roebuck, which has been gone for like, what, 30 years? Yesterday you referred to the Salem News as the Salem Evening News, also gone like 18 years. Don't you guys at the Herald American ever get these updates?
You know, I was reading today the Worcester Telegram Gazette. And then I was reading the Providence Evening Journal. See, those papers don't exist anymore either.
33,000 emails, zero whistleblowers.
It's funny how that works, you know? I mean, Elizabeth Warren's employment applications at Harvard Law School and the University of Pennsylvania Law School never leaked out. Barack Obama's LSATs at Harvard University never leaked out. His college transcripts from Columbia never leaked out. Nobody who he was in the same class with at Columbia even remembers the guy. No college applications from Occidental have ever leaked out, so we never know what country he said he was a citizen of. It's funny how that works. Leftist omerta is certainly better than mafia omerta or Republican omerta. Silence.
Oi, Prince William, it's Prince Harry calling, mate. What's this I read about Grace Curley in our eighth biggest newspaper, governor? This journalist and producer from across the pond is going places. I say we knight her with a blue check mark, mate.
Grace was written up in, the Express?
It's actually the ninth biggest
the
newspaper.
Ninth. Maybe they moved up in the latest Audited Bureau of Circulation numbers.
Maybe my article really pushed them to the next top spot.
What does Jeffrey Epstein and Christmas lights have in common? Neither one of them hang themselves.
I hadn't heard that one. I assume I'll be hearing it more as we move into the joyous holiday season.
For crying out loud, they want to take away our freedom of speech, and now they want to take away our freedom of spelling?
Yeah. Again, if you're going to have spell checks, there're going to be a lot of Democrat politicians are going to go down on that as well.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I have to thank you for introducing me to cryogenics. To stay sharp, I like to go to the cryogenics chamber and stick my entire head in. I'm getting exponential returns. I mean it.
Couldn't do any harm the way it's going out on the campaign trail for Uncle Joe. Just make sure you have socks and little slippers on your feet or you'll end up like Antonio Brown, unable to walk for a couple of weeks.
The Democrats finally have Donald Trump for obstructing the elimination of Sean Spicer from Dancing with the Stars.
That's right. I'd like to introduce you more impeachable evidence from the transcripts. One of the ambassadors was troubled by Donald Trump. If that isn't a high crime and misdemeanor, what is?
That was your last Trump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Excuse me, not the Providence Evening Journal, the Providence Evening Bulletin. I stand corrected by a text there. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to leave a message at any hour of the day or night, you can always do so. Go to 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday.
Is it true you still have a subscription to the Saturday Evening Post?
I used to enjoy the Saturday Evening Post. It was a good magazine back in the day. Then it kind of fell apart in the late 60s, kind of like Life magazine and Look magazine. And then now there aren't any magazines really left. I mean, there are some left, but who reads magazines now? Anyway, you can leave your message, 844-500-4242, press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave it. We may or may not play your message at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, saying, yes, we're still insanely busy making our wicked awesome windows and doors, so we're still looking for second shift talent to build them and Class A drivers to deliver them to better lumber yards throughout New England. Apply online today at MatthewsBrothers.com. That's MatthewsBrothers.com.
Next on ABC, this just in from the battle in Syria.
Who knew that Skywalker was a Kurdish name? All right, by the way, if you can't get enough of the Chump Line, we have a new service out there, a new podcast. It's called Chopped Chumps. We drop it every evening right after the show ends at 7 p.m. Eastern time, and you can subscribe to it or just go to it and get it wherever you get your podcasts. Chopped Chumps. It's available every night at 7 o'clock without my glib commentary, but there it is.
Subscribe to the Howie Carr Show wherever you get your podcasts, and it's uploaded there.
That's right. Someone says, what's wrong with reading a magazine? Nothing's wrong with reading a magazine, but most of them are not really into MAGA, those magazines, if you know what I mean. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
I wonder who gave Amy Robach the tip on Jeffrey Epstein, by the way. I think it was Brian Ross? Probably not. Jeffrey Epstein was a good Democrat. You know, Brian Ross, he was the one who was trying to blame the Aurora, Colorado shooter on the Tea Party. And then he claimed that Michael Flynn was going to implicate Donald Trump in some kind of Russian collusion. It was totally false. But he put it out there and the stock market declined 300 points like that. I mean, it came back, but, you know, it's pretty amazing. I mean, a fake news journalist like Brian Ross can make up a story and it costs billions of dollars. I mean, again, the money came back, but look what he did. Look how much power somebody like that could have, a complete fraud, a hoaxer. A pipe artist, as they used to say in the newspaper business. The poll question is brought to you today by Wreaths Across America. National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 14th. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a handmade balsam fir wreath, a symbol of America's respect. Sponsor a veteran's wreath now. Visit www.wreathsacrossamerica.org. Taylor, what's the poll question? what are the results thus far?
After the latest revelations, do you believe Jeffrey Epstein was murdered?
Amy Robach obviously thinks he was murdered. Do we have that? Why don't we play that cut? Cut four.
So do I think he was killed? 100%. Yes, I do. Because you want to, he made his whole living blackmailing people. There were a lot of men in those planes, a lot of men who visited that island, a lot of powerful men who came into that apartment.
91% agree with her.
Yeah, I know I'm on the short end of this poll, but, you know, I don't know. He could have been murdered.
He seems like too big an egomaniac to have done something to himself like that.
He does. But I've told you the old quote from a friend of mine down in Florida who worked in the State Department. He says, if you have a choice in the federal government, and he was a federal prisoner, if you have a choice between conspiracy and incompetence, 99 times out of 100, it's incompetence. Same thing would apply to Whitey Bulger, too. And I know that's a minority opinion in this audience, too. Whitey Bulger, the gangster who was beaten to death by gangsters, other gangsters, when he was moved from prison to prison. And Howie Winther, by the way, his old partner in the Winter Hill Gang, he's going to be in their next podcast, and he thinks he was murdered as well. 844-500.
Well, there's no question he was murdered.
Well, he was murdered, but I mean, was it a conspiracy or did it just happen?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the difference. Bojo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bojo.
Yes, Howie. Both sides of my family have lived in Garland County, Hot Springs, Arkansas. I'm sure you're familiar with.
Absolutely. Yes.
And we had personal connections with them. We lived in the house right after Bill Clinton lived there, but it's not the house that's listed on the National Historic Register. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you my appreciation for your interview with Juanita Broderick, but I also want to tell you that the definitive book or documentary on everything that has happened here in Arkansas has not been produced to this point. There's the Boys on the Track, Barry Seals, and Mina. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
How about Trooper Gate? I know that guy has gone over to the dark side since then, but I mean, that was a pretty revealing series of magazine articles, wasn't it, back in the day of the American Spectator?
Oh, yes. I've kept up with your career, you know, Whitey Bulger and so on for a long time. I really admire you.
Thank you.
And, you know, we had our own set of Cosa Nostra, you know, the Dixie Mafia of Chicago,
right,
that came to Hot Springs, Babe Ruth, et cetera. It was the home of spring training.
Yeah.
So we know about what it's like.
Yeah, Hot Springs, Oney Madden. And there used to be the Charlestown gangsters came down to visit Oney Madden. He was the head of the Hudson Dusters in New York during Prohibition and even before then. And then he moved down there. And some people thought Oney Madden was Bill Clinton's real father, but I don't think that was true. But it seems like it's good mythology, isn't it?
I'll tell you what. We had so many gangsters here that they were thick as thieves, and they were protected by
Oney. Yeah, Oney ran a safe house for all of his fellow hoodlums from around the country. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, they talk about President Trump's spelling. No mistakes in that tweet. Everything is perfectly done. Great new book by Howie Carr that he named is on sale now. Howie is a talented New England force who was there at the very beginning. Every word spelled correctly. Here is the book itself. It's available at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. You can get it autographed. You can get it at Amazon too, but the price is double what it is at the Howie Carr Show. So order it right now with an autograph for $9.99. The president thought enough of the book to tweet about it twice on Saturday. Not once, but twice. That's how much he liked the book. We just sent out a free copy to Juanita Broderick, Bill Clinton's victim, who was mentioned on a TV show the other night by Ronan Farrow. 844-500-4242. So this is the last day we'll be running the book special for $9.99. Thank you for thanks to everybody who's ordered the book, and thanks to the president for tweeting out about it. Let me take a caller here, and then I want to go over another rapist, alleged rapist in the news, Harvey Weinstein. And this CNN story. I mean, how long does a puff piece have to be about a rapist? It goes on and on. I've read it, so you don't have to read it though. Lynn, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lynn.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
You are correct, sir. I have a feeling Jeffrey is alive.
You think he's alive? I just said I thought he committed suicide. I didn't think there was whether he was dead or alive. And actually, there are a couple of people have tweeted that they think he's alive too. Why do you think? Where is he? Is he hiding out in Kalamazoo with the Burger King with Elvis?
Well, I was at the right place at the right time, and I heard something once, and that's usually how it works.
Yeah. Okay.
If you can piece breadcrumbs together, I'm sure, right? You're a good writer and researcher. So I just happened to hear one time on the news how he had gone to court the day before
right.
and didn't say diddly.
Well, I thought he was with the lawyers. I thought he was with his lawyers, conferring in the at the Tombs or wherever he was in Manhattan. But, yeah, go ahead.
Well, that was – he did the phone call and all that, but he did sit in and he didn't say anything. So – Why would you kill yourself the next day after you kept your mouth shut? To me, knowing how these people are, it was a little thank you.
I don't know. He was 66, 67 years old. I don't think he wanted to spend the rest of his life in prison. But on the other hand, he was an egomaniac, obviously. You know, he spent his whole life trying to, social climb and suck up to beautiful people, et cetera, impress presidents, academics, politicians. So does a guy like that usually kill himself? No, he doesn't. He's too much ego.
Really, we all know he's pals with, Billy. And there's that picture of Ghislaine at the wedding of Chelsea.
Yeah.
So we know that connection. So they all have that same little group there. So they all got each other's back. Now, maybe you can help me with this. There's a place in the 90s where the Clintons made it where there's no extradition from the United States. My guess, if I had to, without doing a lick of research, that's probably where he is.
All right, Lynn. I think he's dead, actually, myself. Obviously, he didn't get a heads up that he was going to be arrested or he would never have flown back out of Paris. I mean, I don't know what the extradition treaty is with Paris, but Roman Polanski has always been able to remain at large in Switzerland for all these many years since he was charged out in California with raping the young girl. So I don't think if he'd known he was going to be arrested, I don't think he ever would have flown back. Thanks for the call, Lynn. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Howie. Republicans should be required to take notes at President Trump's rallies to improve their messaging. For example, the president says this election will be about the economy,
yes,
jobs, and safety from crime and sanctuary cities for their families and children. And he added school choice, where they will have the choice to opt out of failed, dangerous schools for their children. And I can just add, please, people don't want socialized medicine that will force
right.
us to wait for months to get needed operations, which is why, Howie, Canadians and Europeans come to America,
right.
like Mick Jagger, to get important operations.
Well, did you see, Mark, speaking of safety, did you see that Montgomery County, Maryland, after they had that epidemic of illegal alien rapes in the summer, they have now decided that they're going to allow ICE to pick up detained illegal aliens again, only of course in specified areas of the jails, so that they don't destroy the self-esteem of the just drunk driving and shoplifting illegal aliens, so they don't have to see these terrible atrocities of the illegal alien rapists and violent criminals being picked up. but they've actually changed their policy, Mark. I mean, that's a sign, isn't it?
Unfortunately, a little late for those innocent children.
Absolutely.
And the families who suffered.
Yes, definitely. You're right. But, you know, the old saying, better late than never. Thanks for the call, Mark. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey,
hi. Go ahead.
So, given the dark circles Epstein was a part of, consisting of millionaires and billionaires from around the world, keep in mind we still have no idea where a majority of his personal funds came from.
Right.
How do we know he did not only pay for his freedom and perhaps a facelift and a new identity?
Wow, I didn't expect this kind of conspiracy theory out there.
It's quite rampant.
It really is.
Oh yeah,
I guess.
A lot of tinfoil hat theories out there.
Wow, I don't know. I just don't see it. I mean, I think it's more likely that he got murdered than it is that he escaped somehow from prison. I mean, do you think Whitey Bulger is still alive too? I mean, you know, he was murdered in the Bureau of Prisons custody too, you know? I just don't see it. Thanks for the call there, Rick. Lewis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lewis.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
What I was saying is, well, I always wonder why that everybody give Donald Trump a pass on all the stuff he does, but if it was Obama, it would be so many investigations on him and on his life and his what credentials he had and what credentials he didn't have. So why do you all always give Donald Trump a pass on everything?
Wait a second. Like, I mean, what do you mean a pass? I mean, how is he getting a pass? He makes a phone call to some guy in Ukraine, and the guy mentioned something, and he says, yeah, why don't you look into that for me? And now they want to impeach him. How is that a pass?
When Donald Trump said he would grab a girl, when Donald Trump said he could stand in the middle of the road and shoot somebody and nothing could be done about it, why?
Wait a second. I mean, he was talking. You know, when he said I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, I mean, that's just that's like bravado talk. That's like saying, you know, why don't the Russians grab the emails that Hillary Clinton had? I mean, he was just hyperbole. That's the word. And Lewis, I mean, all he did was talk about it. He was making a joke. Haven't you ever tried to impress somebody when you're, especially another guy, when they're just a bunch of guys together in a locker room or on a bus, you know, something like that?
Okay, but let me ask you this question. What if I would have said that about him? Where would I be if I said that about the president? Where would I be?
Said what about the president?
That I can just stand up in the middle of the street and shoot somebody. What if I would have said that? Where would I have been?
But it's a joke. Don't you get it? I mean, he's just saying that, you know, I'm really popular. It's an exaggeration, hyperbole. He's exaggerating his popularity. I mean, how is that a terrible thing to say? I mean, look at Obama. Thing. Obama said you can keep your doctor if you want your doctor. You can keep your health care. You're going to save $2,500. Those were all lies, right? He said, my election will mean the end of the rising of sea levels. I mean, isn't that a bigger lie than Trump laughing about saying he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and get away with it?
No, I don't think so. I think that you all just give Donald Trump a pass on everything.
Oh, man. Obama got the biggest pass of all time. He got a pass on everything. He put the IRS out, you know, going after the Tea Party. He basically knew what was going on with this Russian collusion attempt to frame Donald Trump. I mean, the CIA doesn't conduct these kinds of counterintelligence operations without telling somebody at the White House. Come on. He's got the biggest pass of all time, Barack Obama. Thanks for the call, Lewis. Speaking of passes, Harvey Weinstein, combative and in denial ahead of rape trial, Inner Circle says. This is what's called, this is the journalistic equivalent of unsafe sex. It's a fall day in Midtown Manhattan, and a man is seen shuffling along a sidewalk, gripping his walker. His facial expression is vacant. His skin is a pale shade of gray, and his clothes are ill-fitting. this man is Harvey Weinstein. Oh, no. More than 80 women have accused Weinstein of sexual abuse ranging from harassment to rape. He's charged with predatory sexual assault, a criminal sexual act, first-degree rape, and third-degree rape. His impending criminal trial, which is set to begin January 6th, has depleted him, members of the former film executive Small Inner Circle told CNN. He isn't sorry about his alleged misconduct. He's combative. Maintains he is innocent of any crime and is planning a career comeback post-trial. Any sexual contact between Weinstein and his accusers was consensual, his attorneys maintain. Two of Weinstein's remaining friends spoke to CNN on the condition of anonymity. I'm going to guess their names were Harvey and Weinstein. Weinstein's criminal defense attorneys also gave interviews. Is his health failing? Said one of his friends. Not in a life or death situation, but I think he's breaking down. Well, you know what we always used to say at City Hall? An indictment is always a disappointment. These days, he's mostly alone in his Manhattan apartment, obsessing about the trial and the women who have accused him. He's constantly Googling himself. He feels.
What is that supposed to mean?
That means he's still an egomaniac.
Okay. I don't know. Some people might hear he's Googling himself and think he's in a self-partnered relationship.
I think unlike Al Sharpton, who met with Zuckerberg, he knows what Google is, I think. He feels like he's owed an apology from Hollywood, the source added. He's owed an apology. I think there's a part of him that thinks he will come out on the other side of this and be welcomed back to some version of his old life. When you ask what life is like for Harvey, this is his attorney now, all you have to do is turn on the nightly news and see people screaming at him. People have sort of made their decision in the court of public opinion, and that's been my problem with a lot of the coverage. And I would assume that's why the lawyer will be moving for a mistrial or a change of venue as soon as the initial proceedings get underway after the new year. 844-500-4242.
And if Harvey Weinstein's feeling down, you've got something that can help him get back up again, don't you, Howie?
I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Richfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
We also now know the name of the whistleblower. The whistleblower needs to come before Congress as a material witness because he worked for Joe Biden at the same time Hunter Biden was getting money from corrupt oligarchs. I say tonight to the media, do your job and print his name.
Rand Paul was on fire last night. If he had been this good during the 2016 campaign,
he'd be President Paul.
Right, exactly. Where are some of these other guys?
Or Vice President Paul.
Like Jeb Bush. I mean, he's still slow Jeb, or whatever they called him, boring Jeb.
Low energy Jeb.
That was it. Low energy Jeb. 844-500-4242.
I think the next president needs to be a lot quieter, but send a signal that we're prepared to act in the national security interests of this country to get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world.
I think that'll be please enough clap. Of Jeb Bush for the next 3 months.
He walked over his line. Please clap.
Please clap. Please shut up. Harvey Weinstein, according to CNN, believes the accusations against him are motivated by fame. Harvey thinks every single woman is seeking their 15 minutes and believes these were simply affairs, the source said. Yeah, because it's a good way to get fame by claiming you were raped by some guy who looks like a Stone Age monster, right? The friend added that Weinstein knows that the public sees him as, quote, the fat, ugly monster, because that's what he is, right? They didn't say that. I said that. He's sitting in his house afraid either he goes out, if he goes out, he's going to get called out, yelled at, or TMZ is going to snap a picture of him, one of the sources added. He's very sad that his wife has dumped him, too, just because he's charged with raping 80 women. And by the way, her name is Georgina Chapman, and she has a fashion line, Marchesa or Marchesa, I don't know how you pronounce it. But apparently her connection to her ex-husband has made it nearly impossible for her company to resurge. The line became a success in the early part of the century due to the influence of Weinstein, who allegedly pressured actresses in his films to wear his wife's ultra-femme and eloquent designs on the red carpet. Well, yeah, I guess it gave him a choice. They could either be raped by Harvey Weinstein or they could wear his wife's gowns. I can understand why most of them would go for the latter rather than the former. So now she's moved to the suburbs. There are moments when Weinstein contemplates a future behind bars, and he's frightened. The way he comes off sometimes, said the friend, is he tries to look like he's not scared and tries to act like he's walking around just casually. He's walking around. I thought he had a walker.
I think he's just trying to get used to holding on to metal bars.
But he's not. He's afraid. He's a scared. I'm Howie Carr.